So thanks for the introduction. So I would like to present the case of a 35-year-old heterosexual male in Melbourne who had Mycoplasma genitalium-associated non-gonococcal urethritis, which failed to respond to treatment with all currently available antimicrobials. He initially presented with dysuria and was treated empirically with doxycycline. He was then recalled when PCR and first-pass urine was positive for Mycoplasma genitalium and macrolide resistance. On recall, he reported or disclosed this history of palpitations over the last 2 years, which had occurred only in the setting of recreational drug use. This had not been previously investigated and was therefore felt to be a contraindication to the use of moxifloxacin. So as such, he was treated first line with pristinamycin, which while we know will cure up to 75% of macrolide-resistant infections, was not curative in this case. So moving on, to continue to avoid quinolone use, he went on to have treatment with minocycline, which is thought to work better than doxycycline owing to lower mean inhibitory concentrations. And 4 case reports do exist where its use has been curative in infections which have previously failed treatment with both azithromycin and a quinolone. However, this has not really been what we've seen in Melbourne, where its use has been unsuccessful, as it was in this case. So at this stage, quinolone was the only remaining option. Unfortunately, by this time, he had gone on to have an ECG, which showed normal sinus rhythm and a normal QT interval. The treating clinician felt that combination cytofloxacin with doxycycline should be used over moxifloxacin, owing to lower in vitro mean inhibitory concentrations and higher cure rates. Unfortunately, his test of cure following cytofloxacin remained positive. I think it's important to note at this stage that while gene sequencing for quinolone resistance mutations is still pending, this client was highly motivated. He reported full adherence to treatment, and there was no evidence of reinfection throughout the period of testing. So 3 months later, he attends the clinic to discuss the potential possibility of obtaining spectinomycin. And at this time, he's now completely asymptomatic, and a repeat test was performed, which was negative. So this is now consistent with spontaneous clearance, which, while we know is possible, limited data exists on the natural history of Mycoplasma genitalium, and studies report that persistence in the absence of curative treatment can be anywhere from 1 to 15 months. So to summarise this case, I think it demonstrates really well the common difficulties we all face when treating this infection, the importance of maintaining a high index of suspicion for treatment failure, and the imperative to develop novel and inventive treatment strategies. Thank you for listening.